وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك أخي الكريم، بارك الله فيك. No my dear brother, don't be down and don't feel desperate from Allah's mercy just by being rejected from the woman that you feel it's the suitable woman to be your future spouse. Don't, my dear brother. Actually, you're supposed to be more calm and more understandable. I don't say to be happy, I say more calm and more understandable. Which means, you need to realize that when the rejecting happened from one of the spouse to the other, after the person he knew all the means of being match, but subhanallah, when it's fail in any way or by any kind of reason, they need to realize, both side they need to realize, or at least one of them need to realize, that it's a biggest sign that they are not suitable for each other. So don't continue and don't insist, unless if there's a signs that lead you to the insisting. Otherwise, don't, because it means that it's not suitable for you. And this is the result of the meaning of Salat al-Istikhara. Salat al-Istikhara is when you give dua to Allah Azza wa Jal to lead you to what is beneficial for yourself. And when that thing fail or it doesn't happen, means it's not good for you. So it's a mercy from Allah Azza wa Jal. That's why this case is under the general case of believing on Allah Azza wa Jal Qadr. Which means you think it's bad for you, but actually it's a good for yourself. You didn't know how it is, but it's a good for yourself. Whatever happened to you from Allah Jalla wa Ala, even if you feel that it's not good for you, but inside have a complete and a pure mercy for yourself. Just trust on Allah Azza wa Jal Qadr. Your knowledge is limited and you don't know the unseen, and Allah Azza is the best planner. So when that's happened to you, trust on Allah Azza, maybe you will meet a better quality and a better person in the future. Just trust on Him and do the correct means. Things like this supposed to make you feel more strength and more strong. Be like those salihun, when they do the istikhara and the result of the thing they did istikhara for, it didn't happen, they feel happy with it. Why? Because they know it's what Allah chose for them, and whatever Allah chose for them, it's better for themselves than what they chose for themselves. Be like that, my dear brother. And anyway, from the beginning, always when you do a general dua for whatever it's beneficial for you, and whatever Allah will know it's beneficial for you to be happened. For example, say, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, oh may Allah Azza wa Jal make whatever is good for me happen. Don't say, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I would like this specific car, or this specific wife, or this specific house. That's not correct. You understand? With this way, you're making yourself as know what is better than what is better for yourself than Allah Azza wa Jal Himself. It doesn't mean that you say it, but the situation seems like that, which is wrong, absolutely. No, my dear brother. When you give dua to Allah Azza wa Jal, give dua to Allah Azza wa Jal with complete humbleness. It means you are complete in humble situation. Make dua that to Allah Azza wa Jal to give you whatever it's good for you. And that is the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka min al-khayri kullihi awwalihi wa akhirihi ma 'alimtu wa ma lam 'alam. This is the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, I ask you from all the goodness that you know is good for me, whatever I know, whatever I don't know. وأعوذ بك من الشر كله أوله وآخره ما علمت من علم. Allah, I'm protecting from all kind of evil, whatever I know, whatever I don't know, because you know better.